The following shiur has been presented by Rav Shmuel Yeshaya Yaffe, Rosh Chabur Beis Medrash Gevoya, and Mechaber Sefer Shevilei Tzion, and has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. Maseches Rosh Hashanah has been graciously dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Irwin Lowy and family of Los Angeles, California, in memory of Rabbi Avram Shlaima ben Rabbi Yosef Halevi, Zichroni Levracha. May the Torah studied through this volume be an everlasting schus for his neshama.
Maseches Rosh Hashanah ends with a multifaceted Gemara about the Shliach Tzibur being Maitzi Yisrael Miyadei Chivoson. How and when the Chazan is Maitzi all the congregants in the Tefillah. I would like to discuss the possibility that this has to do with Shlichus and a few other topics pertaining to this Gemara, beginning with an overview of the whole Sugya, which began with the Mishnah Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, where the Tanna Kama said, the Rabbanan said that a Shliach Tzibur is Chayiv, and so too every individual is Chayiv, and Rav Gamliel said, Shliach Tzibur Maisi Yasarab Miyadei Chivoson. In other words, that not every individual has to be involved. So the Gemara says, they said to Rav Gamliel, if that's the case, a Brisa Lamed Aleph Lamed Beis, so then, why does the Tzibur have to daven? Let it suffice that the Chazan davens and he's Maisi everybody. And Rabbi Gamliel merely answered them, Kedei la'asdir shliach tzibur tfilasei. In other words, the only reason why the shliach tzibur davens, why the Tzibur davens is so that the shliach tzibur should have time to daven on his own and prepare by the tefillah v'lachash. And then Rabbi Gamliel said to the Rabbanan, according to you, what do you need a Chazan for if everybody's davening on their own? To which the Rabbanan replied, no, the Chazan has to daven to be Maisi those that are not Baki and they cannot daven on their own. To which he replied, "Kishem shemaiti asheinu baki kach maiti asabaki." Just like he is mighty somebody who is not familiar with how to daven, so too he is mighty everybody else. And that, of course, is the standard tefillah b'tzibur that we have. That although we daven and we all know how to daven, Baruch Hashem, nevertheless, we have a shliach tzibur davening for us as well. Now, first of all, there was a very, very fascinating machlokes, exchange of letters between Reb David Cohn and the late great Reb Moshe Feinstein about the significance l'maskana of the Chazan when he davens quietly before he says the Chazaras HaShas. The Nafkamina, for example, would be if, let's say, he's davening in a shul where they daven Nusach Ashkenaz. So, of course, when he davens, the Shliach Tzibur says over the Chazaras HaShatz, he says Nusach Ashkenaz. What about when he personally is custom to daven is Nusach Tzvard? And he davens for the Amud, should he daven the Tefillah B'Lachash Nusach Ashkenaz as a preparation for his recital of the Chazaras HaShatz? Or should he daven Nusach Tzvard as he usually does, as for the Tefillah B'Lachash, is a Tefillah just like any other citizen in the congregation? That was a big machlokes between Rav David Cohen and Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal. And there's chilufim mechtavim about that in Igros Moshe and other places back and forth. Also, a very important point which has to do with this Gemara is the general rule of being Maitzi someone else with a bracha. Is there a difference between Shemaya Ka'ina and between Yatza Maitzi, someone that already discharged his own obligation to make a bracha? Can he make a bracha for somebody else, regardless of whether the other person is a Baki or ain't a Baki? Or is his ability to be able to discharge his friend's obligation of the bracha only when the friend is not able to make it on his own? Should the friend, however, be able to make it on his own, he would not be able to be Yatza with Shemaya Ka'ina or with a Yatza Maitzi from a fellow Yid. Those are two very complicated inyanim which come out of that Gemara. In conclusion of the Masechta, the Gemara says that Amar Rav Acha bar Avir Amar Rav Shimon Chasida Paitahari Rav Gamliel Afilo Am Shevasodis. Rav Gamliel, with the power of the Chazaras HaShatz that he has created in our sugya, that the Shliach Tzibur could be Maitzi everybody their obligation, and they do not have to personally participate, he also felt that not only people that are in the shul, in the Beis HaKnesses, participating in the actual services, but even people that are in the fields can also discharge their chiv by way of the Shliach Tzibur. And the Gemara says, not only can it be Maitzi those that are in the shul, it can even be Maitzi everybody else. Prakti Gemara, what do you mean? People that are not in the synagogue, but they're in the fields, and their Ainz said they wouldn't be able to be participating. They couldn't make it here because of Ainz reasons. They for sure should be exempt. However, those that are here and are not participating should be worse off. So then the Gemara brings down that Am Shachru Yakoyanim Einam Bechlal Abracha to prove that, which means that with regard to Birchas Koyanim, which is also a similar concept where the Koyanim are making a bracha for the Yidden, we say that those that are not in front of the Koyanim are not participating with the bracha and not getting the bracha properly by standing in front of the Koyanim do not get the bracha. So the Gemara rephrases and says, because they are anisi b'malacha, but those that are in the city and they had the ability to come into the synagogue and they didn't, those will not be yaitze. That is the Gemara in the conclusion of the Masechta. Now there's a big question exactly what is going on. The standard way to understand how somebody is yaitze bracha from somebody else or from a chazan and so on and so forth would be the concept of Shimea Ko'ina, which is established in the Gemara in Sukkah Lamed Ches Amud Beis and other places, that by hearing something, even though you yourself did not recite it, you can get the bracha just but with the power of hearing it because of the din of Shimea Ko'ina. And the Ritva in Brachas Chafalof seems to say that that is how a person is yaitze from the Shliach Tzibur, with the concept of Shimea Ko'ina. However, the first place that the concept of Shlucha Shel Adam K'moisei, which means that if a messenger is Mekadosh and Isher for somebody, it works, even though the Mishaleach, the one who appointed the messenger, and the one who's actually getting the wife from this Kiddushin, or so too somebody who makes a messenger to be Mafresh Truma for him, and so on and so forth, that the Shliach's action could work for the Mishaleach, it can go back to the Mishaleach as if the Mishaleach did it. Shlucha Shel Adam K'moisei is actually first mentioned by the Tanoim in the Mishnah in Brachas Lamed Aleph Amud Beis with regard to none other than a Shliach Tzibur. In other words, a Shliach Tzibur, when he is Maiti the Rabbi Yedei Chevasan, Shliach Tzibur, a messenger, the term of Shlichas, is Shlucha Shel Adam K'moisei. That are the words of the Mishnah. Those are the words of the Mishnah in Brachas Lamed Aleph Amud Beis. And following in this vein, the Prima Gadim and the Psicha and a couple other places, as well as the Panim Yavis and the Chacham Sofer, discuss that perhaps there's a tzad to learn, there's a possibility that the way the Chazan is Maitzi everybody is through the concept of Shlichas. And the Bacher and Arachayim, Hilchas Vedikas, Chamet Simen Taf Lamed Aleph also seems to give credence to this approach, that it works with regard to Shlichas. There's a fascinating story with the Aderes, who was a very great rabbi in Yerushalayim, that he was once being Masada Kedushin, and by mistake, instead of reciting the natural bracha Bayer Pri Agafen on the wine, he said Shahakal Niyah B'dvarei. So he immediately retracted and made a new bracha of Bayer Pri Agafen. And he later explained that since I am being Maitzi everyone with the brachas, especially the Chosin and the Kala, so it's basically a din of Shlichas. And by Shlichas we know there's a din of L'skuni Shadarticha V'leila Avasi. You only sent me for your benefit and not to mess you up and not to make a mistake, and therefore if I made a mistake the shlichus would never work, and therefore I made a new bracha. Reb Tzvi Pesach Frank is famous to have wondered about this psak, firstly because obviously, as we'll see, not everybody is on board with this mahalach, that the way that brachas are transferred from the one who makes them to the one who's getting them is because of shlichus, and secondly because even if it did work from shlichus, not necessarily is l'skuni shadaticha v'leila avasi a reason to stop a shlichus if the thing that the shlichus did does have some merit and could work b'di'evit. As we know that b'di'evit, if you make a shakal niyah b'dvaroi, it does work. A few of the main obvious problems with saying that this works out shlichus, although obviously it would give us a lot of easier time understanding how you can make a bracha in shul and it'll work for people that are in the fields, that are not participating and are definitely not hearing, but still, there are problems with this logic. Number one, we know that there's a concept of mili le'mimser in l'shliach. And there are those achrenim that hold that that would be a contradiction to the concept that shlichas works to be mighty someone else with tefillah. On a similar note, we find many achrenim that also want to say, in the Agreis v'chidushim in the back of Bava Kama, Kuf Yudam and Beis, I believe it's the Cheshek Shleima, and others that say that there's also a problem in some scenarios of called the Iu Leimotzi Ovid, Shluch Leimotzi Mashvi. In other words, there will be a lot of scenarios where a person can't physically, personally daven for the Omid, and therefore it will be a problem that since he himself is not able to do that, we know that you cannot have a Shliach do that for you. Perhaps there would be a way around that if you learn that the chsaron over there is only because you cannot properly appoint somebody. I can't appoint someone to do something that I can't do. But perhaps over here would be some type of built-in messenger that a shliach tzibur is. Maybe it would be different. However, the most important problem with this logic, that the way that the people are being yoytzeh to their chiv is with the mishaleach, with the chazan, is through shlichus, is the famous Taisus Rid that says that shlichus does not work on a mitzvah shebegufay. I can't have someone else shake lulav for me, eat matzah for me, sit in the sukkah for me, and so on and so forth. The Taisus Rid is famous as having established in Kedushin Membeis Amid Beis that you cannot do a shlichus on a mitzvah shebegufay, on a mitzvah that is incumbent on him himself to do, and he cannot have it done through a messenger, because it is something that has to be physically done with his own body. We find the Ktais HaChayshin in Siman Kuf Pei Beis compares this concept to the Rosh in Nedarim Daf Ayin Beis Amid Beis, who says that you cannot make a shliach on Shmias Nedarim and Afaras Nedarim, because for the Baal, the father or the husband, to hear the Nedarim of his wife or his daughter, that is an Indian which revolves around hearing, and you can't have someone else hear for you, because it is not an actual thing. It is something that has to do with the physical body that the father has to hear. You can't have a shliach, a messenger, hear for you, and therefore you cannot make shlichas on a mitzvah shebegufoy. A similar concept we find in the Ktzais as well. He compares this rush about shlichas on a midyidim and mail, that it does not apply to the concept of habata behefker. In the Ktzais in Siman Shin Lamed Vav, he says that a person cannot make a messenger, and a messenger would not be able to make a kinyan via habata, which is just by staring at something, which, although according to some, may work to acquire something from hefker and make it yours, even though normally you need obviously more severe kinyanim, but with regard to hefker, you could possibly make a kinyan by just looking at it, but you would not be able to do that as a messenger, as a shliach for someone else, because it is like shmia. It is not something that can be transferred via shlichus. And I think you can compare to this concept as well, also that the Beis Yosef brings down, that you can't make a shliach to someone else to make a neder for you, or to make hefker for that matter, and it's compared in Arachayim Siman Taf Lamed Aled to Bitul Chametz. These are things which cannot be done through messengers, through shlichus, because one must do them themselves. Interestingly enough, getting back to our Gemara, it's actually the Piskei HaRid and the Shilta Gibarim B'Shem the Rid that want to say that this whole Gemara that Rami Gamliel holds, that you can be mighty people that are in the fields, even though they are not on hand, is only with regard to Tefillah. But it wouldn't apply with regard to Shofar or with regard to Halal, only with regard to Tefillah, because that is Keneged Tmidin. Apparently, the Taisus Rid L'Shitasai, obviously, who holds that you can't make a Shlichus on a Mitzvah Shebegufoy, did not want to say that this is a shlichus concept, which if it was, then it should have applied in other places also, besides davening. Rather, he wants to say a new concept, that it's like the tmidin. And therefore, since the karbanos, we know that a karban tamid is hukrav in the Beis HaMikdash by the kohanim for everybody, even those that are not on hand. People far away also get a kapar from the karban tamid, and it's a kiyum mitzvah for them as well. So too, tefillah can be done in that manner. And even Amsha Basadis will have the tefillah being done for them in the synagogue as the carbon was brought for them in the Beis HaMikdash, even though they weren't there. The question is, what does that mean? How could a tefillah work in the Beis HaKnesses for me if I'm not there? So there are some that want to say a very interesting novel approach, that the idea is that tefillahs are connected karbanas tiknum. And the idea is just that there should be a carbon. Not necessarily do I have to do it. It's enough that the carbon exists. I was thinking that perhaps we can expound on this, because obviously halacha l'maisa, every individual is obligated to daven, less man de palak, there's nothing to discuss. We are just being mefalpel in the Gemara over here in Rabban Gamliel, but perhaps we can be mefalpel and toe the line a little bit further, that the fact of the matter is that there's a machlikis if tefillahs is keneged tmidim tiknum or keneged or the ovis tiknum. In other words, were tefillahs introduced by Avraham Yitzchak v'Yaakov, or were tefillahs introduced in significance as keneged the karbonis? The Talmud Shel Shachar and the Talmud Shel Bein Arbaim, as the Gemara discusses in Brachas Chavav and Beis, and there's a lot to be discussed about this. Did they daven in the times of the Beis HaMikdash when they had the Karbonos anyway? It seems in Sukkot and Gimel that they did, and we're not going to go into a lengthy discussion about that, but I just wanted to suggest that the Gemara does partially say that the two shitas of Keneged Tmidin and Keneged Ovis Tiknum are not contradictory, and the Rambam brings down both concepts, one in Hilchas Melachim and one in Hilchas Tfilah. So we see that they're not a contradiction. Perhaps we can suggest that there was one issue of Karbonos Tiknum, which means it's the idea that there should be a tefillah for the tzibur, and that perhaps it might have been enough for the shliach tzibur to do it, just like the karbanos tmidim. But there's also a avos tiknum, which the Taisi Yeshanim and Yuma Chavches and Medbeis says that the main idea was that they instituted the tefillah for everybody. They instated the tefillah for everybody to daven, not just themselves. So perhaps the individual has to daven because of the avos tiknum, that it's a chiyav on kol yochid v'yochid to participate in davening, as well as the general chiyav on the tzibur, which we find this huge chiddush here in the Rishonim in the end of Rosh Hashanah, that you can be yotze with the tzibur, with the chazan, al kaponim ba'oinus. Now, the Gemara also brought in Birchas Kayanim over here. So one should wonder if Birchas Kayanim means it's a contradiction to these Rishonim that are saying it's only by Tefillah, or no, on the contrary. There are many sources to say that Birchas Kayanim is also a Tefillah Dikudin. Obviously, the Rambam puts it in Hilchas Tefillah, but that could only be that could also be just because it's done by davening normally. However, there are many sources which lead us to say that maybe Birchas Kayanim is also a davening type of din. In fact, the Gemara in Saita Daf Lama Tes also discusses this Gemara, whether or not Amsha Besodas are Bechlal the Bracha. Over here, the Gemara just says Amsha Achurei Akoyanim. But what about Amsha Besodas? And this would be Negei Lamaisa, actually. Is there an Indian to hurry and bring all the little children to the Beis HaKnesses? Provided, of course, that they won't disturb, so that they can be part of the Birchas Kayanim when the Kayanim are duchening? Or do we say, no, children are like Amsha Vesodas, and they would get the bracha wherever they may be? Just one little tidbit I'll add, that there's an Indian of going to get a bracha from a tzaddik. Does that Indian have to be in the presence of the tzaddik, or could the tzaddik give you a bracha long distance? For example, can you send a shliach to get a bracha from a tzaddik, or could a tzaddik give a bracha on the phone, and so on and so forth? Now, the Nemuki Yosef in Baba Basra Kufta Zayin Amar Aleph seems to be quite clear that the Indian of a bracha is like a tefillah. In other words, basically the tzaddik vinches you on, he gives his blessing, and that is like a prayer that the blessing that he's saying should happen, just as if he would pray literally. And that is the pashtus what a bracha is. I had also a similar source to this concept from a Yerushalmi in the end of Shkolim, where there was an ani who gave somebody a bracha, and he asked him, where did you learn to give such a bracha? And he said, I learned it from Avada Barava, who also received such a bracha. And the Gemara there switches from the word of bracha and pious to the lashon of tsluye, which is davening, which would lead me to think that the Indian of a bracha from a tzaddik is also a davening type of thing. But of course, over there, the davening is being done from the tzaddik to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's not exactly related to whether or not one can daven for someone else. In other words, over here, by the bracha, you do not need to receive the bracha, and as if you recited it like Shema Ka'ina style, it's enough that he is davening and giving the bracha, even from long distance. Just a point to ponder.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.